TSN International presents To Every Man an Answer, the live Bible answer program that equips you to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. If you have a question on the Bible or the Christian faith, you can call us at 1-888-827-5276. That's 1-888-ASK-CSN. Now let's get things started. Here's today's host.
Hi, and welcome to Thursday's edition of To Every Man an Answer. This is the time we set aside every weekday at this time to answer questions about the Bible from the Bible, live radio. And if you want to be part of it, you can certainly call us right now, 8888-ASK-CSN. If you've been reading your Bible, come across something you don't understand, something that someone's asked you, hey, that's what we like to get together, look at God's Word together, and just really enjoy the time we have. And so that number to call again, 8888-ASK-CSN. It's toll free. Got some lines open if you want to join us right now. And again, 8888-ASK-CSN. Joining me today, special guest featured CSN speaker, morning times here on the CSN radio network, Daryl Skinner, Chosen Generation. Hi and welcome, Daryl, from Pearl Harbor, Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha, Mike, and aloha to all the listeners out there. Great to be with you. It's been a couple of weeks. I've been gone, and it's good to be back and looking forward to see what the Lord has. I was just at a 30-year anniversary of one of our sister churches on Kauai. Had a great time with the folks over there, and God is cooking. And, you know, these are days of salvation, Mike, as you know, and these are days of great discipleship. And as we look to our world, as we look to our country, it's a spiritual battle constantly for souls as well as for the nation. So it's great to be with you. Looking forward to what the people are going to call in and ask today.
Amen. I look forward to that as well. And again, you know, Daryl, so many things going on in the world. What are you teaching on this Sunday?
Well, we'll be in the book of Revelation, chapter 3. We had a little bit of a break because of Mother's Day, and then I was gone for a weekend. So we'll be back in the Church of Laodicea, part 2, the compromised church of the last days. We're going to talk about that and how we don't want to be a part of that church. We want to be part of the Church of Philadelphia that keeps the word of God, will not deny his name, and we're going to be taken up in the rapture of the church. And yet that Church of Laodicea is going to go into the tribulation and become that harlot church of the tribulation period. So we don't want to be a part of that one, that's for sure, Mike.
Amen. No, you want to
Thanks
be part
asking.
Of the Philadelphia church. The
yeah,
church
amen, amen.
Of brotherly love. You know, that's one of the things the Bible says. Then they'll know they are Christians. See how they love one another. I think that's
amen.
So
So, beautiful. Again, what about yourself, Mike? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, again, we're just really looking at all the things that God's doing here at CSN, new stations that we're building. And I just want to encourage everybody, if you want to be a part of what we're doing here at CSN, I just want to, first of all, say thank you to all those that are and those that this is blessed, and you can be a part of what we're doing. We got a couple stations we'd like to purchase, and looking forward to maybe being able to get those stations. And so if you like to be a part of what we're doing, certainly pray for us. If you like to support us, and of course, the programmers that we have here on CSN, we want you to encourage you to do that as well, because so many great things happening in this world, and we want to be part of bringing the gospel to everybody everywhere. And so, and again, I don't know if I told you this, Daryl, we have over 600,000 people listen to CSN on the internet around the world, not counting the United States. So it's really a neat thing. So,
you know, Mike, that's fabulous to hear what God is doing through Christian Satellite Network and To Every Man an Answer. We have people visiting here almost every other Sunday or so from the mainland. They come out here and they want to meet me. They hear me on the radio. And I know they're hearing everybody else on all the other pastors on the radio and hearing you. And they're just thrilled to be listening to Every Man an Answer, as well as to the radio broadcasts and programs. And what a blessing it is. And folks, it is a powerful tool, Christian radio is. Reaches many, many people in discipleship. Many people don't have churches that are teaching the Word of God in particular areas, and they get to grow in the faith as they listen to Christian radio. I'd like to encourage you, Mike didn't ask me to do this, but I'd like to encourage you to support the work of CSN. Is tremendous, tremendous work reach of outreach as well as in-reach. And so it's also missionary work. So keep it going, folks. Let's keep it going.
Amen.
Mike, good to be
Amen.
With you.
Being about our daddy's business. You know, Amen. The Bible says, you know, great is your reward in heaven. And that's what I look forward to is that great time. You know, once again, to let everybody know, we're not selling miracle wallets here. Nobody here is flying Lear jets. Nobody here is driving Lexuses in the parking lot. We're just a bunch of people love Jesus, trying to get a job done. You know, somebody asked me one time, what inspired you to be part and start, you know, Christian radio? And I said, I didn't like Christian radio because it was so scammy, you know, the miracle wallets and begathons and all that stuff. Hey, let's just teach God's word and Amen. Let's see what great things God will do through all of us. And so, again, I always look for good investments, and I know of no other greater investment than investing in the ministry of sharing the gospel. And that's where it's going to pay an eternal dividend. So really good. I'm really glad that we're able to all do this together. Again, 8888, ask CSN is the number to call if you want to be part of the program. Let's go to the phones. Ward is on the line, Missoula, Montana. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Happy Thursday. I called in a praise report about 6 weeks ago. My son and daughter-in-law were pregnant with twins, and they had lost one of their babies, and so had called and asked for prayer. Today, we get to welcome little Lana, and just want to say thank you for all your prayers, and that we have a beautiful baby little girl. She's only 3 pounds, so she's a little early, but we're seeing God do his work, and thank you so much for the work that you do.
Well, God is good and answers prayer. And Father, we just come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for this little baby, Lord. And, you know, many people pray, and we don't want to be like the 9 lepers that were touched by your love and your healing and never came back and said thank you. So we just want to say thank you. Amen. And again, may you guide the doctors, watch over the health of this little girl in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Ward, amen. That's some really good news. And God bless you. Thanks so much for the call. Again, 8888, ask CSN is the number to call. You know, Daryl, very quickly, when we look at what's going on in the world, what's your latest take of everything going on, especially with Iran? You know, it's interesting. Iran, which is part of Persia that we find listed there in Ezekiel chapter 38. Persia is actually the area of Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan. And the Bible very clearly says it's an end time player. However, the United States is not. Your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah. You know, when we look at the rapture of the church and what's going to take place, so many people will be taken off planet Earth during the rapture, right before the Great Tribulation. And I think the world will go into a global chaos, and that will be the time where Ezekiel, very likely 38 and 39, will be fulfilled, where Russia, along with Iran, along with Turkey, and the Islamic hordes will begin to try to invade Israel, seeing this as a prime opportunity. America will be in chaos, and, you know, for the most part, I hate to say this, but the Democrats will take over. And not that all Republicans are saved, not all Democrats are saved, but I tell you, if you're voting Democrat, I don't know what you're thinking about if you are saved, but that's another topic. But anyway, and we'll see that the United States will be joining hands with the European Union, or the revived Roman Empire, as the Bible declares, and the 10 federations will be established and truly formed and finalized. The Antichrist will rise up. But that Ezekiel war will probably take place at that time, when they see it as a prime opportunity to invade Israel. And the Bible says that God intervenes for Israel. Israel doesn't win the war. God wins the war with mighty earthquakes, with fire and brimstone, with plagues, pestilences, that is. And then even the armies that are invading will fight against each other. And there'll be so many dead bodies, as well as there'll be special people have to go out and mark those bodies in special gear because of what's taking place. Could be chemical warfare, biological warfare, as well as we also see that that the weaponry is going to be burned for 7 years, which we have a 7 years tribulation period, right? Then the false covenant is made by the European Union, the leader of the world, the Antichrist, it's a false covenant, of course, with the nation of Israel, because Israel survived because God fought for his namesake. So it's fascinating. We see everything lining up right now. I think Bible prophecy experts have been thrown a little bit of a curve what's happened to Iran currently because of the current situation where all of a sudden we've taken out their nuclear weaponry and as well as, you know, we've decimated their ballistic missile and capabilities, their drone capabilities. All these things have taken place at this time. And so it's kind of like, okay, wait a minute. But I think what the Lord is saying is it's not the right time just yet. There's more people to be saved before the rapture. And so we're going to hold off on this tremendous weaponry that Iran was trying to gather. And and they're decimated right now. But when the rapture happens, the world's going to be in global chaos. And they always think that when that happens, then they're Mahdi, their head supreme leader or Christ for them, for Islam, will show up and take over. But it's not going to happen because God's going to decimate the Islamic hordes that will be invading into Israel. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think that because Iran has been so devastated militarily right now, this may very well be the part where Iran, which the Bible talks about being Persia, links up with Magog, which is Russia, because they don't have the military capability, which Russia still does. And so this may very well be playing right into what the Bible says, because Iran still wants Israel destroyed. And again, we've talked about this before, everybody, but Hamas has never surrendered to Israel for their October 7 attack. In fact, they've never really, none of them have ever surrendered to anything. It's always a ceasefire. Let's kick the can down the road. And now we find the problems that we find. So it may very well be with Iran's military really diminished. This may be what causes this coalition of Arab neighbors coupled with Russia and those nations around the Baltic Sea, Turkey, to come down against Israel. The Bible says, Ezekiel 38, 39, in the last days, the land of the unwalled villages to take a spoil. That's the big treasure, is the spoil. They're all, these nations are broke. They have huge military arsenals, but their nation is broke. I read a thing, it was really amazing. It said that 60% of people living in Russia in rural areas do not have indoor plumbing. This big nation that we're scared of doesn't even have indoor plumbing for 60% of their rural, the farming communities out there. Incredible. Then I watched yesterday a very interesting thing on China's military buildup. They have literally hundreds of places where they can build military ships. We only have two or three. Our combination of building ships since the Second World War does not equal one of their military shipbuilding ports. So in other words, they built more ships from one military shipbuilding port than we have built since the Second World War. Wow. These guys are out to conquer the world, friends. When you look at their buildup, when you look at what they're about, listen, friends, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, it's global conquest. And that is something that I think all of America needs to wake up to the fact of. You know, you can be out in the streets, give peace a chance, carry your signs. But you know what? If they're bent on conquering the world, friends, your signs aren't going to mean a thing. So I really believe that we need to be aware of the days that we're in. And we have to realize that there are real enemies to real freedom. And so we have to be very much aware of that in our days. To the phones we go. Charlotte, Fort Worth, Texas. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
How can we help?
I wanted to know what your take is on the firmament. Like, where does it start and how far can we actually go? Have we actually been to the moon? Is it past the moon? Because I've heard a lot of different things from different people, and a lot of people say that's why, you know, I mean, like the spaceship, like the space shuttle blew up, and because you just can't go that far. And I'm just really wondering how far it would be, or does the Bible even explain that?
Okay, your thoughts, Daryl.
Well, the firmament is the expanse of the atmosphere above, which it tends to include the what is known as the heavens or the universe that we have. It is interesting that there's going to be a time after the Great Tribulation, after the 1,000-year reign of Christ, that the Bible says that we're going to be heading off to a new heavens and a new earth and a new Jerusalem, where righteous dwells forever. And so God is going to do away with this current earth and universe that we have. It's going to melt with fervent heat, the Bible declares, which is that word fervent heat speaks of like a nuclear fission. I don't know if it's going to be sucked into a black hole, but God's going to eliminate this old stuff, and he's going to create something brand spanking new. And he says that several times he says it in the end of the book of Revelation as well as other passages, so in Peter and so forth. So anyway, that's basically what we look at as a firmament. Mike, I'll hand it over to you and let you expand on that topic.
Well, you know, again, this is what we find going back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. God separated the earth from everything else, the firmament. So I believe that, again, it is speaking of the sky. It is speaking of the atmosphere. Yes, I do believe they have been to the moon. Yes, I do believe that they have sent Mariner spacecraft to examine Mars and what's beyond, and the pictures coming back from Jupiter and all these other places, very much real. I don't see that this is an impenetrable kind of thing, because the Bible just kind of speaks of the entire expanse of what's above us. I hope that helps.
It really does. I was really confused. And when you hear so many things from different people, it's just hard to understand it. But I thank you for your time and the answer to the question.
Yes. And of course, people listening to CSN right now, there are satellites that we send our signal up to over the equator and then bring it back down. They are not in any way, shape, or form held up by balloons, as some people have so erroneously stated. These are in what's called a geosynchronous orbit. And this is why the radio works the way it does. And so, Charlotte, I'm so glad you called. Again, 8888-ASK-CSN is the number to call. If you stay online, Charlotte, we'll send you out a little book. Let's go to Randy, Golden Valley, Arizona. Hi, welcome.
Yes. Hi, pastors. Hi, Pastor Darrell.
Hi.
Pastor Mike.
Aloha.
Yeah, you guys, I was listening. You guys were just talking about, the end times with Persia, what's going on with Iran and everything. Yeah, you know, I totally agree with everything. You know, Matthew, I'm looking at Matthew 24. Everything in Matthew 24 is happening right now, where Jesus sit on the Mount of Olives and the disciples asked him, when will be the end of the age? I see what, like I've said before in a previous program when I called in, I got through. What we're seeing in America has not repented as a nation, and we're divided. And we're going to, a nation divided against itself, remember, cannot stand.
No.
And we're not repenting our sins at all. God would heal our land, like I said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. So I believe possibly we could still be here when before the rapture. Since we haven't repented as a nation, and the great sin that we're doing as we speak in America, I've never seen it so bad. I believe that God will give us up to our enemies. It could be China and Russia. I believe China and Russia could strike us at the right time. They may send some missiles at us or something to hit us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, hopefully we won't be here because of the rapture. That could happen after the rapture. Yeah, like we said, America's not in the Bible at all. So, it's all playing right on target, what we're seeing. That's what bothers me about America, though, is that we're doing the things that we're doing in God's sight. And God says, I will not hold my anger forever. And so, I don't know. Yeah, but what we're seeing in Iran right now, that's a stronghold of Satan. That's a demonic area, all that area, and that's been going on for many, many decades.
Yeah, they've been recognized.
I like them.
Well, they've been recognized.
I like them.
as the number one exporter of terrorism in the entire world. Everybody knows this. I think any politician in the United States or anywhere else that says, oh, they're not a threat, is either a traitor or they're so illiterate that they really shouldn't be speaking. Because when they, and this is not coming from some closet, some guy on the internet saying death to America, this is coming from their mullahs. This is coming from their, so to speak, president, death to America. We know they have ICBMs that we've saw them launched. They were just waiting for a nuclear warhead to tip those missiles and send them our way. Send them Israel's way. Send them anywhere that they want to establish Sharia law. Because this is the whole thing driving this. Now, again, Islam is not just a religion. This is a mistake that the West makes concerning Islam. It is global conquest. This is what the Quran is about. And it is okay, according to the Quran, to lie to the infidels to get whatever it is that you want for the ultimate outcome that they desire. This is where the problems come from. And when we understand, even in America right now, in Detroit, some of these other cities, even in Texas, trying to establish Sharia law to override our own constitution, local city and state laws, that Sharia law is now what's going to be upheld. This, friends, is not some fantasy or something on the internet. This is reality. They're trying to establish Sharia law, yes, everybody, right here in the United States, which is in complete violation of our Constitution. Well, this is where the problems come in. And so it is true that America is not clearly identified in the end time scenario. But we do know that there could be something that happens to the United States. Maybe it is a surprise attack from China and Russia combined. Maybe it is a series of natural catastrophes, 13-0 earthquake up and down the west coast of the United States, then setting off Yellowstone, a super volcano covering most of the United States with heavy ash, light ash covering clear to New York. This is all reality. This isn't made up. This isn't fantasy land. This is reality. Does America break into a civil war? As you mentioned, America is so deeply divided. Now, when you say, well, America hasn't repented of their sins, nor has the rest of the world. And this is something that we all have to understand. The tribulation period is not just God singling out the United States. No, it's God bringing a judgment upon an entire global Christ-rejecting world, and God dealing with his nation of Israel, that final 70th week that we find mentioned there in Daniel chapter 9. So when we understand what we're up against, I believe that, again, every day is precious. And I believe we want to be about our Father's business, because as we started the program, Daryl, you said, when the rapture comes, it is going to be global chaos. And I believe out of that chaos, this is where it will be quite easy for a single individual we call the Antichrist, the world will call the world's Messiah, to emerge and try to unite the world under a one world order. Now, we find there's a lot of troubles mentioned there in Revelation chapter 6. Some capitulate peaceably, and then the fiery red horse goes out, and some will be forced through war to unite with the one world order. Your thoughts, Daryl?
Yeah, you know, as we look at what's going on with America right now, today, let's look at today. Will God destroy us? I don't believe so. I think we're seeing a bit of a revival taking place amongst young people coming to Christ. The whole Charlie Kirk phenomenon that's taking place that's going across our country. But at the same time, we're seeing great anti-Semitism also amongst young people, that they're being trained to be against Israel and so forth, which trained to be against God. So there's a spiritual warfare in America right now. But one thing that is good for us is that we have a president and his cabinet and most of the Republican Party. They support the nation of Israel. They're fighting with the nation, not against, but with the nation of Israel, against the enemies of Israel. And God says, I'll bless the nations that bless Israel, curse the nations that curse Israel. So right now, we must maintain our vigilance in the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, in the attitude and heart of repentance, as well as in a way of supporting the nation of Israel. When we saw under Obama, we saw that he was sending billions of dollars to Iran, which is obviously the wrong thing to do, and obviously against Israel, and against really all God-fearing nations of the Western culture, because he was just propping them up by sending the cash over there to them, thinking that might appease them. They can't be appeased, as Mike shared. Their religion says it's global conquest. It's not a religion of peace by any means. Ever since its inception, over 200 and probably close to 250 to 270 million people have been killed by Islam. It's not a peaceful nation or work. And we see why did Europe not really support us strongly as Trump started the work there in against Iran recently? It's because they've allowed so much of Islam to come into their nations. They're afraid of riots and killings in the streets, so they're trying to play the middle ground, the middle line. And you know what? Our nation cannot do that. We cannot do that. And I think you're hearing many cries today in regards to we must maintain our Christian faith as we are a nation of Western culture, if you will, Judeo-Christian belief systems, as our 52 of our 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence were Christians. They give us beautiful laws to keep us in checks and balances as a government. And of course, the First Amendment, our religion and free exercise thereof. So it's a powerful time. It's a time of great faith that we need to have. And it's a time of voting righteously, folks. Vote righteously. Vote for the right ones that stand for our values. Man married to a woman, so forth. The family. We must have family values in our nation and to believe in God and Jesus Christ. So these are days of critical days for our nation right now. We must be engaged and involved. Be salt and light, my friends. Mike?
Amen. Randy, I hope that answers it for you. Now, you might have a question, and we are coming up on a break. We don't want anyone to go away. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to have a whole lot more to Every Man and Answer. And Randy, if you got a question, we'll pick it up then when we come back. So going for that break. Coming right back.
How do we change a nation? One heart at a time. The Ministry of Preborn shares heartbeats and hearts by loving women in crisis and leading them to Christ. When this mother came to a Preborn Network clinic, she was scared and not sure if she could afford another child.
It was just a scary time for us, having my daughter, how that would impact our lives. When I came here, it was just so amazing to come to an environment where someone would actually pray for me and guide me through my battles that I was facing during that time.
After receiving love, support, and the gospel of Jesus Christ, this mom chose life for her daughter. To learn more about Preborn's life-saving work, call #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or visit preborn.com/CSN. That's preborn.com/CSN. All gifts are tax deductible.
It is so different talking about MediShare as a way for paying for healthcare. Peter O'Brien is a husband and father who got some brutal news. He had blood cancer, and thankfully he and his family were MediShare members. They found out just how much MediShare is on their side.
That is the whole key. When you're sick and you need that emotional support and you need somebody to, you know, talk with you and, you know, get you through the financials, that's the key. When you can't walk, you can't do stuff, and you got cancer in your body, you're like, you need help. Family, friends, MediShare. I mean, you need it.
Yeah, imagine having an advocate in this, people walking you through this, helping you with your medical bills. It makes all the difference. You can save tremendous amounts of money, of course, with MediShare, but more than that, MediShare is for you. They're helping you, advocating for you, praying for you. Find out more. Be part of this. Here's the number. 855-91-BIBLE. That's 855-91-BIBLE. 855-91-BIBLE.
Welcome you back to part two of Every Man and Answer here on this Thursday afternoon with Daryl Skinner. He's the senior pastor of Calvary Chapel in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, just outside of Honolulu. And if you're ever on vacation, I know he would love to see you. be sure to go to his church and shake his hand and say, hey, I listened to you on the radio. It means so much to all of our CSN pastors. We get to meet those people, listen to us on the radio. So if you ever visit one of the churches that you hear on CSN, be sure to tell them, hey, we're so grateful for your ministry. And be sure to tell them that when you write them as well. I think that's always a very good thing. Back to the phones, we had Randy on the line in Arizona outside of Kingman. And Randy, what was your question?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Pastor Dale, yeah,
yes.
You're exactly right when you were talking about kind of a revival happening. I can see that in America now, too. You know, God's allowing that to happen, you know, for his reasons when he spared Donald Trump from that assassin's bullet. And I believe, yeah, there was a reason for that, having Donald Trump as our president, because Donald Trump is doing a lot of good. You know, he's trying, you know, and but yeah, like we said, like you said, Pastor Darrell, yeah, I do see a revival going on and somewhat. So to bring people, because that's what God wants to do, is keep bringing in the people into the kingdom. So, yeah, no, not really any questions this time, but I wanted to say to all the radio listeners out there, if you're not a Christian yet and you hear us right now talking and you're thinking about coming to the Lord, do it. Come to the Lord, ask him for forgiveness in your heart, and he will come into you. And get a Bible, folks out there, whoever is it, because it is getting close. The time is short on this earth, what is going on, but remember, God is very merciful, and America still exists by his mercy.
And that, amen. And, sure does.
And the whole world. Yeah. You said, Pastor Mike, every nation. Yeah. It's just not America. It's God is the judge of all the nations, and he's going to come back, and it's getting close.
Yeah. You look at your European nations, they're almost all post-Christian era. And this is a direct result of why they have all the problems they have right now. You know, when you reject truth, a lie becomes so believable, and they bought into it, and now they're paying the price. So are we, if we don't stop, if we don't wake up. Randy Salem, if you like, send you a little book called Time to Grow. Let's go to Chris, Camp Verde, Arizona. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
How can we help?
So all this, hi, can you hear me?
No, we sure can.
Okay, all this business with Trump putting out stuff about UFOs and whatnot. He put that picture of him walking next to a gray alien. I know it's fake, but even if they're supposed to come out with new stuff tomorrow, but even if they show us pictures of real aliens, it doesn't change how I feel about God and Jesus, because I know that God created them too, if they are real. And I just wanted to know what you guys thought of that.
I don't believe they're real. I do believe, though, that we do find Satan, the Bible says, can transform himself into an angel of light. I do believe that there is a lot of misleading going on. I do believe that it may very well be that when the rapture comes, where did all the Christians go? The aliens got them. When you go back 35 years or so, there was a movie called Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and the very last few minutes of that movie showed alien aircraft abducting human beings. Now, the Bible says when the rapture comes on the earth, that a strong delusion will be sent on the people that they believe a lie. Did the earth finally purge itself of the undesirables? Did the aliens get them? Did they just evaporate? Was it human combustion? Well, they're going to have some kind of an explanation where everybody went. I mean, you can't admit there's a God, because that's the whole purpose of the Antichrist. He's going to be God. So you can't be accrediting any power like this to anybody else. So I believe that this is why we see the things that we see. And I do believe they are saying something. Absolutely. And we find in the Bible, again, Satan, if he can transform himself into an angel of light, what about a spherical disc? What about something else? Daryl, your thoughts.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the only truth that I can depend on is the word of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. He prayed for us. He said, Father, sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth. So if I can't find it in the Holy Scriptures, I'm not going to follow it nor believe it. But what I find in the Scriptures is what God says about demonic beings or fallen angels and so forth, which can masquerade as what we see as it could be like aliens or UFOs, or they're just manufactured by corrupt people and so forth to play games and deceive people and so forth. Like I said, the only foundation I have is in Christ. The Bible says our heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search hearts. I can't even trust my own heart, but I trust the word of God, absolutely. And that's what we're sanctified. We're separated from the ways of the world with the word of God. And then, again, that Church of Philadelphia, Jesus commends it because he says, you've kept my word and have not denied my name. Thus I will keep you from the hour of trial that will come upon the whole world. So that's what we see happening today. And so UFOs, I find it fascinating, but I don't find it something that I'm going to believe that there's other aliens, because the Bible didn't speak of these other aliens. It speaks of fallen angels and so forth, led by Satan himself. And as Mike said, he turned themselves into an angel of light. And when the Antichrist does come, it will be lying signs and wonders that are going to take place, and miracles that he'll perform to deceive the entire world. But we're gone. We're in heaven. We're rejoicing with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mike, give it back
Chris,
to you.
Chris, I hope that helps.
Amen. Yes, thank
you. Yeah,
you
know, I
don't listen every day. Guys,
yeah,
doing
you know,
great work.
Well, when we get more information on this, but they actually asked Trump, I saw the interview. They said, do you believe in alien beings? And he says, personally, no. So whatever it is that people are seeing is something that hasn't convinced him, hasn't convinced me either. I do believe, again, that we live in a world that has been invaded by aliens called fallen angels. That's very clear in Scripture. Jesus said, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. That verse is extremely important because that indicates to me that the rebellion of Satan had to be after God created the heavens and the earth. Adam and Eve were in the garden. I think when God revealed that God was going to elevate human beings above the angels and call them his bride, I think that didn't sit well with Lucifer or a third of the host of heaven. There was a rebellion. And he says, I beheld Satan fall like lightning. From where to where? If he fell, he had to fall somewhere. Fell from heaven, I believe, to this earth, as well as the demons. Some demons, the Bible say, are so fierce, they're chained in the bottom of the Euphrates River. Some are chained in hell. But some, I believe, wander this earth really to move into somebody that is compromised their God-given defense against demonic spirits, either through drugs or getting into the occult, things like this. And I believe this is why we see a lot of the stuff that we see. So I hope that shed some light on it for you, Chris. God bless you.
Yes, thank you so much. Christ is King.
Amen.
Amen.
This is true.
Bye-bye. Amen.
God bless you. 8888 ASCSN is the number to call if you want to be part of the program today. Let's see. Let's go to Angie in Nampa, Idaho.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to think of the best way to word this. I had an experience with an atheist, and I just have wondering a way, how would an atheist, if they have been given in some way, some type of supernatural sorcery type powers, I don't know how, through a portal or something, how would a person like that even come to Christ if they've been given other powers and they seem to work for them? Do you see what I'm saying with this?
Exactly.
Whether
and there's a Bible verse.
Manifestations, I have to finish this, on my wall, floor, trees, whatever you have the abilities to do through your, I guess, sorcery. I mean, I know when Christ wrote on the wall, I don't know in the book of Daniel, if that was a magician also. I don't really know the full story of that. Sorry to interrupt
okay,
you.
Well,
go ahead.
Well, we do know that demons have some supernatural insight. And it's curious that you mention this because there's an exact verse that describes this, and it's found in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16. Acts 16, 16, easy to remember. Here's what it says. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of fortune telling met us, who brought her masters much profit by her ability to tell fortunes. Wow. So yeah, it is possible for people to have these supernatural things. They are possessed by the devil. Now, some demonic spirits are very violent, such as we found in the Madagadara when Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee. And there were, the Bible says, one account says there were two men. One evidently ran off. The other one was possessed with many devils. Have you come here to torment us before our time? And Jesus commanded them to leave, and they asked if they could go into the pigs. And we remember the pigs ran off the cliff. Now, the point is this. The man would cut himself. The man had a fascination with death. He lived amongst the tombstones. He was not his own person anymore. We do know that there are those kind that cause blindness, cause illness. Now, that doesn't mean that anybody that's sick has got a problem with a demon. But sometimes, because of what they've gotten themselves into, it can cause horrible residual problems. Now, we remember, again, that some are not this way. The Bible calls them familiar spirits. There's something familiar about them. They're not a shrieking demoniac, but they're just as evil. And so we find here that this girl, she brought her masters much money by her ability to tell fortunes. It tells us that either she was a slave or she ended up having to sell herself because of this demonic force in her life into slavery. And a person that messes with the devil is always going to be in slavery. And so this is what happens. Now, there are different levels, different empowerments of the devil in people's lives. Certainly, again, we look at the fierceness of the man of Gadara compared to this woman we find here in Acts 16, 16, that followed Paul and Silas around many days saying, "These are the men of the Most High God that show the way to salvation." Her lyrics were right, but her heart was wrong. And I think this is really important. And they said they were grieved in their spirit. They cast the demon out of her. She could no longer tell fortunes. And so the owners of this slave girl drew Paul and his companions into court to try to sue him for wrecking their business. Your thoughts, Daryl?
You know, many years ago, before I was saved, I got involved in the New Age movement. And I got involved with Ouija boards and channeling and auras and almost anything I could dabble into. My sister and I got involved in it, and we were able to work the Ouija board, where the Ouija board would tell us things that we had no idea of. I remember he said, gave the name of an uncle that we had, and that uncle's name came up and it was spelled it out, but we had no idea the name of that uncle. My mom said, "That's your uncle's name." And we thought we were getting this psychic power, is what we believed we were getting, the ESP and so forth, psychic power. And we were actually able to put our hands on our table to get it to start bouncing back and forth with just lightly having our hands on there. And then the Ouija board spelled out that my sister was going to be killed the following day. And she just about went crazy that day, about killed herself because she was in such a panic. And that's when I realized, I wasn't a Christian, but I realized this is evil. And I busted that Ouija board up, threw it in the trash. It was about a year later that I gave my heart to Christ. And after that, then I realized what I was dealing with. I wasn't dealing with, psychic powers or relatives from the past. I was dealing with demons who were trying to infiltrate me and my sister and wanted to ultimately possess our bodies and use us for whatever they wanted to use us for, or torment us however they wanted to torment us. But thank God we didn't open ourselves completely up. And this is what people can do. They can open themselves up completely to Satan and become demon-possessed, and they can do some very vile, wicked, and evil things in the name of Satan, or very deceptive things in the name of Satan. As the gentleman earlier was talking about Persia, there was a prince of Persia who was a high-ranking demon reigning and ruling over Persia, and another one over Greece and so forth, as the angel in Daniel was fighting against them and needed help from Michael. So these things take place as we see in the scriptures. But here's the good news, folks. Greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world. Put on the whole armor of God and fight against the enemy, right? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and so forth that are in the lower heavens. We must fight the good fight of faith, and God is with us. There's the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. We are victorious always in Christ. The authority of Christ in the name of Jesus is the greatest power of all, and that's where we stand, and we must proclaim and declare the name of Jesus Christ and pray in his name. I've dealt with a few demon-possessed people in my past, and it's a great warfare, but God is always victorious, and he will guide us through. So be strong, and yes, people can get involved. The psychics or witches can get involved with demons, but they don't have personal powers. It's demonic power. Those demonic powers are always defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the highest power. Amen. Mike, I'll give it back to you.
Amen. And so I hope that answers it for you, Angie, because yes, the spiritual world is real. And we know that there are battle of the invisible empires going on every day around us. And this is why the Bible talks about that we need to be clothed in the armor of Christ. We need to be wrapped in his love. Because I believe outside of that, we can become vulnerable to the wiles of the enemy. In fact, Peter tells us, be careful, your enemy, the devil, goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. So we do know we have a real enemy. And I believe that, again, when we look at the demonic forces in the world today, whether as an example in Daniel, there was a demon behind the king of Persia, which Michael the archangel was wrestling with, to this slave girl, to others that came to Jesus for deliverance. We see it all the way through the Bible. And so I really believe that we need to be very much aware to be about our Father's business and give no place for the devil in our lives. I hope that helps.
How would I wake? Just one last thing. How would I awaken? I know it takes God. I know you're going to go God, but what would awaken this atheist if he's been at this for so long? Like I said, with the demonic powers, and it's just like it's all natural for him now. Like, do you understand? Like, is his mind just stone to where nothing penetrates? It just take like Paul in the Bible where he was knocked off his horse or whatever.
Well, I believe that.
I mean,
that,
I don't know what to say here.
Well, I don't know Paul was knocked off his horse, but he was certainly knocked to the ground. The one thing, though, that we do know is that these demonic forces. Now, I don't know where this woman in Acts 16:16 was at, whether she just learned to live with it or whatever, but we do know that it is real. And when a person has been in this venue for a long time, the one question I would ask an individual like this, in the name of Jesus, who are you? Because the Bible says the demons have to confess up. And you may be talking to not this individual any longer. You may be talking to the demon that has moved into him. If, in fact, his ability to tell fortunes is a little accurate and that there is an alternative personality in this individual. You know, how do you know if a person's just being weird or there's a demon? Well, I believe it's when it goes deep is when there's probably a demon at hand. Any last thoughts, Daryl?
Well, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is have that discernment. And so I'd pray for the gift of discernment. That's number one.
Discerning of spirits, yeah.
Yeah, discerning of spirits. And number two is I would get more people praying for this individual by name, that the strongholds of Satan would be released and this individual be set free. The Bible says that we are held captive by the enemy. We are blinded by the enemy. And pray that the blindness would be removed, that the lies would be broken, the truth would be told and known in Jesus Christ. And pray in Jesus' name. There's great power in his name. I mean, I could be praying for somebody from here all the way to China, and God's going to do a work because that's the power of prayer that God has given us. The other thing Jesus says, some of these things do not come out except through prayer and fasting. So those are another aspects of our prayer life and the spiritual warfare that we're in. I think Daniel, you see spiritual warfare tremendously in Nehemiah and so forth. But in the New Testament, you see quite a bit of it with Jesus, of course, and with the disciples and the book of Acts. So it's just keep praying for them, keep praying for them, keep praying for them. Sometimes we think they can never get saved, and all of a sudden they get saved because something happens in their life. They become a broken person before God. They humble themselves. They ask for God's forgiveness. They become born again of the Holy Spirit, and God can use him in a tremendous way. Hope that helps.
Hope that answers it for you, Angie.
Hennessy, if you can pray for him. Either
Hennessy?
Bob or Robert Hennessy.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, Bob or Robert, okay.
Why don't you pray for him right now that the Lord could give Angie the right words to say to him.
Very good. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for your great love and grace and tender mercies, your goodness to us, Lord. We've all been, you said we were either child of the devil or child of God, so we've all been a child of the devil at one point in time in our life, whether we knew it or not. And now we're a child of yours, Lord, Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Jesus, that in your name, that no demonic power can stand up to you. So, Lord, we pray for this man named Bob or Robert Hennessy, Lord, that he would just come to salvation in you, Jesus, that the darkness would break into light, that the lies would be broken into truth, and that the captive would be set free from the slavery of sin and the tyranny of the devil. So, Jesus, we pray for his soul. We pray for his salvation. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit just come upon him, that he would open his heart to you, Lord, and be born again of the power of the Holy Spirit. Continue to use Angie tremendously and witnessing and sharing with all people, Lord, especially this guy, Bob. Give her the discernment she needs. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Angie, our prayers are with you, dear. Stay in line. I'll send you out a little book called Time to Grow, as well as a couple other things that maybe you can get into his hands. Stay in line, dear. We'll get you taken care of. We'll go to Luan in Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
How may we help?
Aloha. Hello.
This call will be recorded.
Can you hear me?
Uh-oh. Yes, we can hear you. How can we help?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you doing? We talked a little while ago. I had a protection company. We were talking about catching predators. This call, and I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll try and, you know, keep this relatively short, but I've had some situations that I've dealt with spiritually, and I've been attacked, for lack of a better word, I feel like, for many years, and I don't really know how else to describe this or put this besides it seems like what I've heard of and researched of as voodoo, where my fingertips, I feel like a tingling, and it happens at certain times, and it's certain fingers. Sometimes it's my index or my ring finger or my middle finger or my pinky, and there's no way for me to even begin to describe to you how this started, but it was after my divorce, and it could have been some kind of demonic attack where somebody, maybe a witch, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard of other people experience this kind of stuff. I've done some research. So my question for you is, first of all, will you please pray for me? I think would be the best, most important use of our time today. And maybe you can recommend me to somebody, like a specialist that's dealt with this. Second of all, have you heard of similar situations like this? And what has your experience been to resolve it?
Okay, Daryl, your thoughts.
I depend on the scripture that says, submit yourself, therefore, unto God, resist the devil, and he must flee from you. Just keep submitting yourself unto the word of God, unto Jesus Christ. Don't pay any attention to the devil. Don't give him any credit or credence. And just keep following the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the greatest power of all. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. He must flee from you. He's going to find that you're no fun, no matter what anybody's trying to do to you. They have greater power to do anything to us. You're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. You have all the power there is in Christ. Jesus conquered death. He conquered the grave. He conquered sin for us. And the Bible says he conquered the devil. So just stand strong in the power of Christ. Now, tingling in the fingers or whatever it might be. I don't know. It could be neuropathy for that matter, and you get that checked out, but we will certainly pray for you. Mike, you want to pray for our brother Luan?
Yeah, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you for Luan. Thank you that he's calling out to you. We pray for this issue in his fingers. We don't know what's causing it, but Lord, I pray that you direct him to a doctor and medical help that can maybe help him on this. Father, if this is caused by something demonic, Father, in Jesus' name, bind it from him.
Yes.
Cast it from him, and Lord, set him free in Jesus' name. Lord, we know that greater is you that's inside of us than he that's in the world. So may you bring about deliverance for him. And Father, continue to help him in his business, directing him.
Yes.
And put people around him that love you, that will aim him in every part of his life closer to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Luan, our prayers are with you. Stay online if you like. Send you a little book and a couple of DVDs. With that, we're out of time. Daryl, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
On the air today. Look forward to being back with you. And again, for everybody, if you didn't get on today, please call us back. We'll put you on first thing tomorrow. So until then, may the Lord keep you in his love. God bless y'all.
To find out more about this ministry or to receive a copy of today's program, please call 1-800-357-4226 or write us to Every Man and Answer, P.O. Box 391, Twin Falls, Idaho, 83303. That toll-free number is 1-800-357-4226. Subscribe to the free podcast on iTunes by searching for To Every Man an Answer in the iTunes store or visit us online at csnradio.com/TEMA. To Every Man an Answer is a production of CSN International, the Christian Satellite Network. The opinions expressed by our guests may or may not be those of CSN International or of this station.